For the last 12 years, the Republican-controlled legislature in Florida has provided funding for the centers, which work to dissuade pregnant women from having abortions. But the program isn't codified in state law, meaning its future is less certain. Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean, who is sponsoring the measure for the second time, wants it to be. His bill requires the state to contract with Florida Pregnancy Care Network, spending 90% of state funds on wellness services.
This network is really to provide a safe haven for somebody that wants to, has nowhere else to turn to bring the baby into the world. All the information given, it will be medically accurate, it will be cited, and the Department of Health has the authority to discipline, to financially punish anybody that's not living up to the standards of the contract. It actually says that.
Bean's bill would require centers file regular reports with the state. Still, centers around the country have come under scrutiny after being accused of providing false information in order to drive women away from abortion. During the hearing, Democratic Senator Lauren Book mentioned how one center she visited passed out literature connecting abortion to risk for breast cancer. Annie Filkowski, who commented during the panel meeting, described her experience with one of these centers as a sort of bait and switch. She walked in because of a sign that said free pregnancy tests.
When we walked in, I assumed the women at the front desk were friendly. They were nurses. They were wearing scrubs. They asked why I was there, and I responded in a sympathetic manner. The room they took me into looked nothing like a doctor's office I have ever been in before. It looked more like a therapist's office. There was one big couch, a love seat, a tissue box, and a Bible.
Bean said he was surprised his measure caused controversy, and it was passed by the Senate Health Policy Committee along party lines. The bill has two more committee stops before making it to the floor. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.